Hey guys, what is going on? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for tuning in to the podcast, man. I appreciate you guys so much. If you guys are new to the podcast, I've been running a lawn care business here locally for the past 22 years. And just try to hop on here every now and then when I get a chance to record a little episode. And mainly just share what I have going on. Just like what's going on here locally. What's going on here in the lawn care business. And just, you know, my thoughts on all that stuff. So nothing like, you know, groundbreaking or whatever, but just, you know, sharing the day-to-day, man. It's called the Lawn Care Life in Missouri for a reason, just sharing the life of running the lawn care business here in Missouri. So anyways, man, I've been kind of on a break for a little bit from social media and just creating content and all that stuff, because went down to Texas for about 10 days. And went down there and went fishing, man. Every year, my dad's been doing it for like 50-something years. My grandpa, his dad, took him down there years and years ago, like 50, I think it was 52 years ago, I want to say. And so I've been going for the past like 20 years. It's crazy to think about that, but I've been going down there, it seems like 5 to 10 years, but really, it's been like 20 years. So every year, we'll go down for like a week. 10 days, just depending on how it falls and kind of what we got going on. We'll go down there, we'll go to Texas, and there's a super nice lake that is like one of the top lakes in the U.S., top lake in Texas for sure, for bass fishing. And so we'll go down there and do a little bass fishing. I know years and years ago, I don't know if you guys are familiar with like fishing and tournaments and all that, but Bassmaster used to be a really, really popular club, popular organization. They go down there and they would fish years and years ago. My dad met a lot of pro fishermen back in the 70s and 80s. And so he, you know, started fishing down there a long time ago and just made it a point to go there every year with his dad. And he's been doing that for a long time. And then he's kind of carried on that tradition with me. And then actually the past several years, my family's come with me, my wife and the girls. And so, you know, some years they may not go, other years they may go. This year, my wife and both kids, you know, came with me. So it was a good little trip with the family. It's a little challenging, a whole lot challenging, if you ask my wife. But it's just really challenging trying to keep the kids, not keep them in the boat, but just keep them entertained, keep them, you know, to where they can sit out in the boat for a little bit and enjoy it and not get into a fight every single minute. So if you can just picture that, it was a little bit of chaos, a whole lot of fun, and just a good time to get away, man. It's challenging, like I said, but everything in life is challenging, man. There's a lot of challenging moments in life, and a lot of those times that are challenging are the most rewarding or the most just satisfying times maybe in your life. Maybe you're going through a challenging time right now, man. I don't know what you're facing in your life or in your business, but embrace the challenge, man. That's what I always, you know, think about. It's like, you know, God's put us here for a reason. He's put us in this exact moment with the people that are around us, you know, at this point in time. And I just believe that if he, you know, gives us a challenge, then we should accept that and just thank him just for the goodness of who he is. So, anyways, we went on this trip, man, and it was challenging, man. It was challenging in the boat. You're going in the boat the first day, you know, you try to go out there for a little bit with the kids, see how they're going to do, and then you kind of adjust each and every day. And so that's kind of what we did day by day. We didn't really know what we were going to do. Just see how the kids were kind of acting and try to get out there and hold on one second here. This guy's pushing a bike on the side of the road here, and I had to, man, it was in a curve, bad spot, couldn't get over. So anyways, it's all good, but it's part of the truck podcast. I typically record a podcast while I'm driving to my next job or starting out the day or whatever, so you'll see or you'll hear what I get into, you know, just rolling down the road trying to trying to shoot a podcast. So anyways, back to the boat, you know, challenging times. You never know what to expect from the kids. One minute they're just as happy as can be, and the next minute they're screaming and yelling at one another and wanting to, you know, throw something in the something in the lake. So we survived the trip, I'll just tell you that. Survived the trip. I tell my wife, next year it'll be better. Next year it'll be better. Well, I say that, now we have a little one on the way, so it's probably not going to get any better. It's probably going to stay the same for a while, be challenging, but with the two kids, this is what I've heard. Each kid, it gets easier and easier, and I think it has, you know. When we had our first little girl, it was a challenge to both of us. You know, we're working, we're already doing our thing, and used to our own ways, and then that kind of, just having your first child just opens up your eyes to a whole lot of different things and just the challenges that you face. And so, you know, the second one, a little bit easier, and I think the third one, I'm hoping the third one will be even easier. I heard Blake over there at B&B Lawn Care, I heard he had some exciting news that he's going to have a little one all along the way. So shout out to Blake over there at B&B Lawn Care. You know, congratulations, man. Another little one on the way. See, it was first pregnancy, they had twins. And so a boy and a girl. And I don't know, I'm not sure if he's having a boy or a girl, but I did hear it was the arrival is going to be like around the same time as Equip Expo, maybe that same month or something like that. So could get interesting, man. Hopefully he'll be able to make it, but definitely understand if he can't, because, man, having kids, it just changes everything. So talking about the challenges of that, you know, in life and business, we always face challenges. Every single day, there'll be a new challenge that you'll face. And challenges are good, man. It makes you think about things. It makes you work through things. And I believe that, you know, if we can work through those challenges, we'll become better because of them. So embrace the challenges, man. I always say, hey, embrace the challenges. Whatever comes your way, maybe you're struggling with equipment right now. Maybe you're struggling with employees. Maybe you're struggling with your pricing. Maybe you're struggling with going out and getting estimates done, or even getting work. Maybe you're struggling, you know, to find jobs. Whatever it is, man, and just really, really be thankful for the struggle. Really be thankful for the challenge, and use it as a tool to get you out there to the next level, and for you to really think about things a little bit more and figure out ways to overcome those obstacles, man. I love sports. I absolutely love sports. I grew up playing all kinds of different sports. Basketball was my favorite. And so out there on the basketball court, man, I always enjoyed, you know, just the whole sport, just playing basketball, the challenge, all that stuff. Really enjoyed it, man. I really enjoyed the challenge. You know, every single game was a challenge. And, you know, I played a lot of pickup ball over the years, and I always wanted to pick, like, the worst players on the team, because it was a challenge, man. It was always a challenge that could I pull the best out of them. And 9 times out of 10, I usually could. That was my mentality going into it. You know, I didn't want a stacked team. I didn't want the best players, because anybody can win with the best players on the court, right? But if you pick up some of those guys that most people would just pass by, you know, and not even give a second thought, if you can pick those guys up and you can win some games, man, then you did something, right? So felt like you accomplished something, felt like you were challenged, you know, and you went out there and overcome those challenges. So anyways, just, you know, same thing with basketball. It just kind of rolls over into business. A lot of the same principles, you know, you got a team, you got leadership, you got coaches, you got opponents, you got challenges, just all these different things, you know. It just, you know, sports – I can relate to sports a whole lot, and just use sports as a way to really focus on the business. You know, really use those same things that that apply in sports to business. I keep on repeating myself, but let me tell you this: I've got three dogs chasing me right now. I turned down this little road going to one of my properties, and I got three dogs. One's in front, and he keeps cutting me off. Like right now, he ran in front of me, cut me off. The other one's beside, he's running back and forth, like back and forth in front of me. It's the craziest thing, but hopefully he'll get tired in a minute and give up, because if he runs all the way down here to this lawn that I'm about to mow, he'll probably try to get into the truck with me. But anyways, just the challenges in life and business, man, you know, each and every day, man, we face challenges. Your challenges may be way different than mine. Mine are probably way different than the next person, but I will just tell you this, you know, with challenges, you can see where you're at, you can gauge a lot of different things, and you can become so successful from those challenges. So don't think of those things, even if you fail, even if it's a challenge and you don't come through, you just fall flat on your face, you fail with whatever you're facing right now. It doesn't matter what it is. Any challenge that you face, if you fail, it's okay. Just you figure out real quick, that was not the way to get that done. Got to figure something out, you know, moving forward, got to do things different. And you just grow from it, man. And I've talked to so many people over the years, and it seems like the more and more people I talk to, the more and more I hear this same thing over and over and over again. And, you know, when we grow up, or when we were going to school, I should say, you know, the teachers, they didn't want us to fail. They didn't want us to do bad. They wanted us to do well. It was always gauged on how well you could do. If you failed, you know, that wasn't good. But then you enter, like, the real world, and it's like, I've heard this more times here lately than ever before. And a lot of these people that are super successful, the way they got there was they figured out how to fail, and they learned from it. You know, failure is one thing, but learning from it's the whole nother thing. So it doesn't matter if you fail or not. A lot of people fail. A lot of people that are very successful went bankrupt beforehand. A lot of people that were successful maybe flunked out of school, or you know, didn't go to college. A lot of people that are successful, you know, it took them falling flat on their face to get to where they are today. A lot of people see the success, they see the accolades, they see all these different things that they've done over the years, but they don't think about the challenges that they faced. They don't think about all the failures that were involved in that whole process. So, I don't know, maybe you're failing right now, maybe you're challenged right now. I just feel like God's given me this word to share with you guys, because, man, I've been running a lawn care business for 22 years, and, each year I try to be a little bit more efficient, a little bit more profitable, and, every year is different, man. Every year, new challenges. You would think by 22 years in, I would have it all figured out and know exactly what to do, you know, just the whole formula, but it changes, man. It changes every year. Like right now, just grabbed lunch, and I paid $16 even. She told me it was $16 even. I about lost my mind. I was like, "Are you serious?" Paid $16 for a Subway sandwich meal. It was just like, I don't know if you guys go to Subway, but I go to Subway quite a bit. It's never been $16, but now the prices have went up, and just got my sub, 12-inch sub, just a chicken teriyaki sub, got some chips and a drink, $16 even. I'm like, are you serious? Wow. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm not going to do that again. So I just looking at that, man, I was like, I just failed. I failed big time. Who spends $16 for lunch? You know what I mean? That's just ridiculous. That's not even a smart thing to do. But, you know, I did it. I went in there. I grabbed a sub. It's never been that much before. The prices have changed. And yeah, it's $16. So I was like, forget this. I will never do that again. So, you know, you do something once, you fail. I feel like I failed on that venture of getting lunch and getting something affordable and, you know, healthy or whatever. I failed at that. I failed big time. So next time, you know, I go around, I'll be a little smarter. Hey, give me the 6-inch or hey, give me the 12-inch and not get a drink or chips. I'm not paying $16 for lunch. That's just ridiculous. I would rather spend that on something else. And, you know, you do that every day. You're out working. You do it every day. And guess what? It adds up really quick. So, you know, just like getting gas this morning, gas prices have been about $2.99 a gallon around here for regular 87 octane. I don't know what it is in your area, maybe more than that. Usually it's cheaper here than like anywhere else. Like if you go anywhere else, gas is usually more expensive, you know, when we travel and stuff like that. Like I mentioned, we went down to Texas. Gas was a little bit more down that way. Not a whole lot more, but it was a little bit more. But typically around here, things are a little cheaper. You may be like $16 for lunch, man. That was nothing. I paid like 20. I'm like, but around here, it's a pretty affordable place to live, and you know, very rural area. So, but yeah, the gas has been like $2.99 a gallon, which is getting close to, you know, being on the expensive side for this area. I know a lot of other places it's way more than that, but for around here, $2.99, it's like, all right, well, we're getting, you know, we're getting to the pretty expensive now. But today I go to fill up. I'm saying all this because today I go to fill up, and it went from like $3.09 the other day. Today I filled up the box truck. I filled up, matter of fact, I think I have my receipt right here. Let me try to find it. I filled up with the box truck. So I drive a Isuzu MPR HD box truck. I filled it up. It was pretty low. And I put a little gas in the Wright ZXT and the Wright ZK autonomous mower. And look at this. I've got the receipt in my hand right now. Gas was $3.30. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what I said before, but it $3.36 a gallon. And I ended up spending $125. Actually, $124. $124.08 on gas. So that's what I paid this morning. So, you know, anyways, there's just challenges in business, man. Gas is more expensive. Equipment's more expensive. If you're out eating out, lunch, you know, there's these all these different challenges you face every single day. And it just comes down to, like, our mindset, man. How are we going to face these challenges? You know, my wife just called me earlier. She had something going on at the house. And I'm talking to her, and you can tell in her voice she was frustrated, upset, a little overwhelmed, stressed, if you want to call it. And I'm just like, you know, it's all in our mindset. What is our mindset when we face these challenges? You know, are we going to just give in and fold under the pressure, under the stress, under the challenges, or are we going to find a way to see the positive side of things and really try to focus on that and figure out a way to overcome them? You know, I think a lot of people, when they run their business, man, it's, you know, you hear it a lot about raising your prices, know your worth, all this stuff. And the challenge that many people face is they don't think they're worth X amount of dollars. Like, you know, they're charging $35 a yard or whatever. They don't think they're worth $50 a yard or even $60 a yard or even more than that. So they have that scarcity mindset, man. They have that limited thinking, and they get stuck there, you know, years and years of thinking that way. You're not going to change it overnight. And so I think that's why you hear so much right now about knowing your value, knowing your numbers, pricing your work, all that stuff, because it's probably a challenge for people to see the value, you know, in themselves. They can maybe see it in other people, you know, like my friends. Maybe I can see the value in Tony over there at Tony's Lawn Care, or Phil or Aaron, or, you know, all those guys. Maybe I can see the value in those guys, but it's hard for me to see the value in myself. And that's where we get kind of tangled up and tripped up, and it becomes such a challenge, man, because we get so focused on the wrong things. And so if whatever your, you know, challenge you're facing today, man, I just wanted to encourage you guys to just think of the positive side of things and think of a way to overcome those challenges. Just like in life and business and sports, you got to figure out ways to overcome these challenges. And the one that does that is going to win in the end. And, you know, the challenge of knowing your numbers and pricing jobs right, it could be a challenge for you guys. It could be a challenge to find help. It could be a challenge to find, you know, to be able to afford equipment or whatever. Those are all challenges, in your business. So if you really focus on those things and just figure out ways to overcome them, raise your prices, and, you know, maybe you're in the wrong circle, the wrong group of people right now. You can't find good help. Maybe it's because you're talking to the wrong people. You know, I've been solo for a really long time. If I look back over the years, the best help that I ever had was people that I knew, people that I trusted, people that were maybe friends or maybe some friends that I know. Maybe it was their friends. And so if you're having problems, you know, finding help or whatever, go back to the basics, man. Who are you around? Maybe you don't trust any of the people that you're around. Maybe you need to find new friends and really network with people. And, you know, you go out and about every single day, man, there's people all over the place. They're working all these different jobs. 9 out of 10 don't even like the job that they're working at. And so you can get to talking to people, whether, you know, going to Menards or O'Reilly or Walmart or you know, the parts store, just wherever you shop, man, you can go in there and just make small talk with the people working there. Before you know it, who knows, man, you may have recruited your best employee, your best worker, and they may stick around for years. So it's, you know, it's a challenge to find people, but if you think about ways to work around it and figure out ways that you're not doing, you know, maybe you've been doing the same thing over and over, you're getting the same results. It's challenging, it's frustrating, it's hard, it's difficult. But if you start changing your thinking, man, I think it all comes back to the way you think. If you just change your thinking and go a completely different direction, maybe you're not having success in one area of your life, whatever area that is. And maybe it's because you've been doing the same thing over and over and over, man. And you're just not getting anywhere. So just change your thinking up a little bit. Really focus on switching your thinking up and figure out ways to just get through these things, man. There's so many people in business that will tell you time and time again, it's like, fail. It's okay to fail. I think we're so afraid to fail, you know. What's the worst that would happen if you you called up your customers and said, hey, it was $50 last year. This year it's going to be $55. What if they say, oh, whoa, you know, what's the worst thing that they're going to say? The worst thing would probably be, well, can't afford $55 this year. Going to have to pass and find somebody else. All right, no big deal. There's more people out there to take care of their lawn. You know, there's more lawns to take care of out there. So just go on to the next person. You know, maybe you call 5 people before the season starts and say, hey, you know, price of gas is going up, equipment's through the roof, trying to take the business to the next level, provide a better quality of service. You know, just whatever you say, whatever you decide to say. You don't have to say anything I'm saying, but I'm just throwing these things out there. And just explain to them what's going on. Just say, hey, I'm going to have to raise my price $5 this year. What I like to do is percentage. You know, if you can find a percentage that works well for you, like a lot of these commercial properties, I'll just do like 5% every year. Just call them, say, hey, 5% sounds like a low number. And so you just call them, say, hey, I'm gonna have to raise my price 5% this year. So instead of it being, you know, this amount, it's going to be this amount this year. And they're usually like, oh, 5%? Yeah, that's no big deal. And they don't really think a whole lot about it. And so same thing with your residential customers. You know, if you got a bunch of customers, you're wanting to raise the price, just figure out a percentage. Say, hey, this year I'm going to have to raise my price by 10%. Or maybe it's a dollar amount. Maybe it's $5. Hey, I know I was doing your lawn for this, you know, for this amount over the years, but this year it's going to be, you know, $5 more or $10 more or whatever it is. So just don't be afraid to fail. I think a lot of people are just afraid that they're going to fail when they face all these challenges. And no matter what it is, man, there's going to be challenges every single day. And each challenge is going to look different. And so what you're facing may be different than what I'm facing. And it just goes on and on. But if you can just figure out a way to overcome those challenges, man, if you like sports, just think of it as, you know, like a basketball game. If the other team's scoring and you're down and you only got a couple of minutes left and you got to get some stops, got to play some defense and get into transition and make some buckets. It's the same way with business. You know, maybe, you know, this is beginning of the season, so maybe this is first quarter. We got a lot to, you know, we got a lot of things we can try in the first quarter to really see what happens. You know, maybe it's just like a basketball game. You know, first quarter, you can try a little more, see what works. You know, second quarter gets there. All right, you better get a little bit more serious. By third quarter, you better have it figured out. And by fourth quarter, that's when you're taking over. So just think about that in your business right now. Wherever you're at, you know, just think about where you're at and think about what you really need to do to push the needle. I think people are so afraid to do stuff different that they settle on mediocrity. They settle on where they're at. They settle on, just doing the same thing over and over and over and, think they're going to get different results. So anyways, man, that's all I got. I'm about to get out here. Actually, I'm getting out already. And I got to get this lawn mowed, but just thought I'd hop on here real quick and chat with you guys, see how you guys are doing, and just to let you guys know, man, whatever challenge you're facing right now, it doesn't matter big or small. It doesn't matter big or small. You guys can figure out a way to get around it, and don't be afraid to fail, man. Too many people are afraid to fail. If you're afraid to fail, you'll get stuck with where you're at. You'll stay there longer than you want. And you just won't move the needle, man. You won't get to where you want to be ultimately. I believe God's got a plan for each and every one of us. He wants us to get to a place that will honor and glorify Him in all that we do. And maybe we are the people that are in the way. Maybe it's us that's in the way. So get out of the way. You know, get out of the boat. Try to walk on the water and see what God has for you. So I'm out of here, man. Hope you guys are having a good day. We'll catch you in the next one. And as always, hey, God provides.